and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let's see here. I'm coming to you guys on the Northland Communication phone lines in a minute. Before I get to any of that, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off every single day. You know, the Clemson football program has done sleep studies, determined that if you lose 40 minutes of sleep a night, your athletic performance across the board suffers. What do you think is happening to you when you lose 2-3 hours a night? Your production suffers at work. Your civility suffers. Your whole life suffers. Your health suffers. There are studies that have determined if you lose 2 hours of sleep a night from what you've been previously accustomed to, your risk of dying from serious illness doubles. Diabetes, heart disease, etc. You can't skimp on sleep, and there's no reason to. You've heard all the unsolicited testimony. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. You will thank me later. John, you mentioned something to me quickly during the break.
Yes.
And it was what?
It was that the Bills have named Josh Allen the starting quarterback.
Yes. And I basically expected that. And so I wrote them.
Really? What did you say to the good people in Buffalo?
You know, I'm looking for it now because you were actually laughing, saying, why am I not surprised? I'm looking for my reply to the Buffalo Bills, and I'm not finding it. So I'm wondering, did they block me?
Well, they might have, but I think you should still be able to see what you did.
I'm looking for it, but I don't see it. I don't see it. And I absolutely sent them this reply and it was there, but I don't see it right now. Let me try one more time. Scrolling live on air, which is not really good, but well, in any case, the Buffalo Bills had a graphic and announced, you know, with trumpets that Josh Allen is their new starting quarterback. You know, and I heard the coaching staff's comments on it, too. It's just hysterical. These people will stick to their erroneous decisions forever. And but basically, I said to them, I said to them something like this. I said, well, that's great news. I said, but let me ask you one question. I said, have you watched your offensive line play? That's what I wrote them. And I said, you know, you might want to fix that first. Because honestly, I think Josh Allen is incredible talent. But let me say this. You know, people talk about the Cleveland Browns and how bad they were. Mm-hmm. They already have a tie. You know, the Bills actually had some success. And but I'm going to tell you right now, there's a chance the Bills go winless. I mean,
I could see that.
The Bills' offensive line is a disaster. They are the Florida State of the NFL.
Ooh.
And I'm worried about Josh Allen. I really am. Now, he's big and he's elusive, and you know, but he's going to have to run for his life.
Right.
There is nobody right now who wants to be the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, because that offensive line, I will tell you with absolute certainty, that is the worst offensive line in the National Football League right now. It's not even close.
Right.
And as somebody who watches O-line play and knows what I'm saying, so that's what I wrote the Bills. They didn't respond to me. In fact, I don't even see my... I'm going to look for that. I want to know what became of that, because I said to them, you know, again, I wrote, that's great. Have you watched your offensive line play?
Bills are doing some Twitter wizardry over there.
Yeah, apparently so. All right, to the Northland Communication phone lines. They're all jammed up. It is Toby first. Toby, how are you?
All right, well, how about you, buddy?
Good, Toby. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, this is LOL Jesse's daddy.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Toby.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I had a couple questions, but first, LOL Jesse's got an answer to the hurricane. He said what we need to do is rename the hurricane Bentley. Everybody dress in black. It'll be loud for a little while, and then it'll get quiet real quick.
That may be.
What? Anyway, I'm sort of disappointed, but I still like my Gamecocks. I think we are headed in the right direction.
I agree. It was just here's the deal. It's a step up. Georgia's a top 4 or 5 team, and you're not there yet.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I just wondered. I know you were saying that down at Florida State that Jimbo was a problem. I feel like that, I mean, we had great success with Spurrier, but I think he quit 2 years before he quit.
Sure he did.
He quit recruiting. Yeah.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
And I think when Shane Beamer, I think when Shane Beamer left, I think that was his recruiter. What do you think?
I think there's something to that. Yeah, I think there's something to that.
Yeah, but anyway, that was just my thoughts there. And
I like it, Toby.
Well, thank you, sir.
Welcome back, Toby. Good to have you.
Yeah.
Actually, Texas says he found it. So I guess I just can't find it. So I asked him what I said, because I still can't find it.
Nothing like having to ask people what you tweeted.
I know the gist of what I said. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I said. I mean, it may not be the exact words, but it was pretty close to that, wherever it is. I still don't see it. Maybe it's further back than I thought. That may be the case. Let's see. It's Chiefs Chad. Chiefs Chad, how are you?
Well, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really good right now. You're going to find out why in a second, Walt. You know, I've been listening to you, obviously, forever. I got a working knowledge of the show. You put in all the work on college football, and I just kind of roll with it a little bit. Well, I took my working knowledge of your show, and I've been competing in the You Pick 'em contest on Facebook. I went 10-0 last week, Walt. I don't even know how I went 10-0. I'm a Duke homer. I picked Duke over Northwestern. I got a little lucky with USF coming back over Georgia Tech, and I got a little lucky in some spots, but I went 10-0.
Well, congratulations,
I'm sitting on 16-4, man, and I give this show all the credit, because I'm an NFL guy. I watch college football, but I'm not a big homer into it, and I'm 16-4. I went 6-4 week one, 10-0 last week, Walt.
Well,
and this is the most informative sports talk show on the face of the planet. Otherwise, I could not have ever touched a 10-0 on the
It's very kind of you, Chad. Congratulations. How about your Chiefs?
Where are you at on that? Well, I called Quark and Kelly earlier, and they kind of gave me a rundown. They were like, I think you're ahead of most of the shows, but they didn't.
Yeah, I think I'm tied for first, but
I know you went 8-2 week one. I don't know what
I think I went 7-3 in week two. I lost I lost the Georgia Tech game. I lost the Fresno State game on the most remarkable. They'll be part of the good, the bad, the ugly tomorrow when I tell you what Jeff Tedford actually did for Fresno State.
Well, there's another part of my luck.
Well, hey, look, that's the way it works with some of these pick 'em type games. This is the way it works. Sometimes some of these things are going to go in your favor, and sometimes they're not. I think, for example. If Georgia Tech were to play South Florida again tomorrow based on watching that game, I'm taking Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech at over 600 yards. I don't think South Florida will return two kicks for 100 yards, although I don't know. Maybe they'll kick it to them again.
Of course not.
You know, and for example, I would probably still take Fresno State. I can't remember what the third one was.
I kind of went the USF route, just, you know, for the UCFs and these USFs, you know, they're basically the best teams in Florida. So I kind of just rolled that way, you know, with probably not enough knowledge, but, I got lucky. I did what I did. Don't want to continue to beat the live horse. It's not a dead horse because it was 10-0.
So how about your Chiefs?
Like a triple crown.
You're a Chiefs
like a triple
fan.
Crown winner. But how about Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
AFC Offensive player of the week, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill looks like all of one of the top 3 to 5 receivers in the league to me. I mean, this guy,
he's the fastest guy in the league. And Mahomes,
fastest guy in the league by far.
And Mahomes has one of the strongest arms on the planet, and I've always loved him, and I thought he was going to be a wild success, so I'm not surprised at any of it. And you own the Chargers. I mean, you own the Chargers and the Raiders. So in your division, you're in pretty good shape because you own the Chargers and the Raiders. Now, the Chargers, to be fair, didn't have Joey Bosa, and I think Bosa...
No. And that's true. They didn't have Bosa, and they're going to be something to contend with. But we have, you know, he's... Phillip Rivers has never beat Andy Reid put on a Chiefs head coach thing. So
yeah,
I feel good about going into week one. I don't feel good about going into week two just because it's the Steelers. And, you know, everybody's got this game projected that it's going to be 38-35. And we never get out of it. Nobody ever scores 20 in these Chiefs-Steelers games. I mean, we end up at a 17-14 or 19-16.
That's true.
It's always some weird result. And I don't feel great about next week, but I do feel good about the season. I do feel good about Mahomes. I feel good about Hill. You know, I mean, you got to look out for these guys. Walt, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you got other callers. My daughter wants to say hey real quick where she can hear me on the radio.
Sure.
Layla, turn down the radio. All right, and she's going to say hey to you, and we're going to hang up immediately where she can hear. So.
Turn down the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. Good. How old are you?
7.
What's your name?
Layla.
She's being really shy right now, but we'll hang up in here.
All right, Chad. You guys take care. I appreciate the call. Multiple people sent it to me, so they found it. Here's what I wrote, John.
Okay.
I wrote the Bills. I said when they posted their announcement of starting Josh Allen, I said, about time. Then again, have you watched your O-line play? I have. That's what I wrote him. That's a quote.
That's all that needs to be said there.
Cocky girl, what's going on?
Hi, Walt. How are you?
How you doing, cocky girl? I appreciate you hanging in there.
Doing good, thanks. I just want to thank you for your comments about Muschamp and the Gamecocks not having a finishing season just after losing to Georgia. I mean... I was listening to the show early this morning. They're like, oh, they're just going to go 6-6 this year, 7-5 or whatever. But I just don't think the year is over yet. So I just wanted to tell you I appreciate your comments.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Look, of course the year's not over. I mean, look, Georgia's one of the top 5 teams in the country. And I don't think you weren't supposed to beat Georgia. You know, when I predicted you'd win 9 games this year, and I wasn't counting that one. So I think you're still in the mix for that. Now, look, maybe teams like A&M turn out to be a little better than people thought and become a little bit more of a challenge, but we need to see more from A&M. You know, one game, because you play one game at home close against somebody, doesn't make you an elite team. And right now, I would still favor South Carolina over that team playing in Columbia. So look, I still think that all of your goals are still there other than winning the SEC East. And so, you know, that's probably not going to happen this year. But again, you're not on that level yet, but you're headed in the right direction.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Walt. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cocky Girl. I appreciate the call. Chicken Eater Nate says, could never pull for Mahomes. Looks too much like Steph Curry to me. I'm not sure I see that. I mean, that's funny though, but I do understand it. I mean, yeah. Because if I thought he looked like Steph Curry, I wouldn't pull for him either.
You want to punch him in the mouth, right?
I hate Steph Curry.
You don't like the little mouthpiece twirl and all that?
I don't like anything about Steph Curry. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. On the web, gilstrapproofing.com. For 80 years, Gilstrap has saved this part of the country. That's what they do. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You know, listen, we get hit with storms constantly. What's the one area of your home you never visit? Look, you even visit your crawl space or your basement, but the one area of your home you haven't seen probably in a decade, your roof. Oh, you see it when you're in your driveway, pulling out of your driveway, but you don't see it to evaluate it. And even if you did, you wouldn't know what to look for. Call my friends at Gilstrap. Take advantage of their free checkup, and you will thank me later. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. It's Gilstrap Roofing. It's all they do. It's all they've done for 80 years. They're the best. 269-1232, 269-1232. Chuck in Westminster, you'll be up first when we get back. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic, because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like-new clean. This month, get 3 rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Hey, sports fans, Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Bam!
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm joined by producer John Height today. You know, these Georgia draft picks by the Patriots, not exactly working out. Isaiah Wynn, obviously, unfortunately, injured out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony Michel, you know, basically still not practicing.
Really?
Still not practicing. So, and now the Patriots could use some help at the position because Rex Burkhead, their determined starter, has a concussion, so he's out. So the Patriots a little bit thin at running back.
Who would be the starter then without Rex Burkhead?
Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, probably White. I mean, I would imagine. But you know, they have several other options. But I think they were counting on Sony Michel being a big part of that equation this year, and unfortunately, that's not happening because he doesn't practice. So he's missed more practices than he's been at. So as I mentioned a while ago, I'm not sure you're going to see him participating at any time soon. And in a real sense, the Patriots are trying to do it with a patchwork approach, both at wide receiver and at running back.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a lot of options. Caleb says, well, have you broken down BC versus Wake Forest yet? Interested to hear your thoughts. I'm not yet, Caleb, but I will. I mean, I like both those teams. I think they're both well coached. I believe in Sam Hartman. Said at the kickoff show, I thought he might be the starter. He looks great, and now he's going to get to play at home. You know, having said that, I still favor BC. I ranked BC before the year, and you know, people thought I was crazy, I think, but I've been talking about them since the end of last season, and I know they've played nobody so far. But when you play nobody, you're supposed to treat them like they're treating them. And as I warned constantly, you know, this is not your father's BC. This team averaged over 40 points a game the second half of last year and did so in total anonymity. Nobody knew it. We were talking about it, you know, and they were going on the road. A lot of those games are on the road. And the only exception was the NC State game was a 24-21 loss. That's the game that Brown got hurt on. And Brown looks great, and Dylan looks great, and that defense looks great, and they have talent. You know, those two safeties, that might be the best pair of safeties in the ACC.
Yeah.
And Zach Allen is a monster on one side. He's going to be a, you know, round one, round two draft pick. And they love their young middle linebacker. They had young talent last year that has matured. You know, I said this before the year, and I still think this. I think Clemson's greatest challenge is Boston College. I think that's Clemson's greatest challenge. I think that's going to be the toughest game. I know Clemson got past this one, but I still think that game is going to be a problem.
Yep.
You know, I referred to BC as this year's NC State. You know, last year I was high on NC State, and I think with good reason. And obviously they gave Clemson a very competitive game. But I think BC is a very tough team. Now, BC and Wake Forest have this history of playing these really close games. And obviously this game's at Wake Forest. And as I indicated, Wake Forest is loaded with weapons. Coburn, they have the best back they've had in years. They have great wide receivers. Dorsey, enormous problem for everybody. And Hartman's the truth.
He can play.
I mean, it's going to be a fascinating game. I mean, it's probably, I haven't really looked at the whole slate yet, but it's probably the most underrated game of the weekend. By the way, John, Eric Meckling is scheduled to join us later today, is he not?
I believe so.
A couple things. I want to take a look at the games. I want to talk a little NFL. I also want to take a look at the games on the Pick'em slate for this week.
Okay.
Now, you're in another Pick'em contest of your own, right?
Yes.
How'd you fare last week?
Not so well. I went 6-4.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, look, when you get some of these toss-up weeks, there's a potential for like a 1-9 week. That's really what you want to stay away with. Because, again, if things just snowball against you on a toss-up week, where and Kelly is trying in our little deal to include low-spread games almost across the board, that makes it very difficult to project them. I think that's what you have to do. Because you don't, you know, if you put 20-point spreads, everybody's picking the same team. So I think that's the only way to do it. And I think her game selections have been terrific.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, they're exceedingly challenging. And if things go against you one week, I mean, there have already been some people who have experienced some bad weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a chance for like a 1-9 or a 2-8 when there are that many close games.
If things just sort of
tilt against you. So we'll take a look at those. One of those games was canceled. Tesla has BC and Wake was moved to 5:30 Thursday. Do you think that affects anything? I don't. Not anything that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, there may be some factor that I'm overlooking in terms of Boston College's arrival and et cetera. But I, off the top of my head, I don't know that should change anything about the game. It's a very important game. It's a vital game in terms of the hierarchy. And again, the challenge for Boston College is that the games in the middle of the division, they only have one of those games at home. You know, the teams I would describe as the mid-pack of the ACC Atlantic, BC has one home game and three road games. So they have the most difficult schedule of any of those teams in the middle. I also think that they're the best team of any of those teams in the middle, and I thought that going in. And, you know, people didn't want to believe me about Florida State. I guess they believe me now. We'll see whether they believe me more after this weekend because Ramona is holding up. Texter writes, Ramona's also holding up her end. She is. Ramona is 14-6.
Yeah, she's... 7-3 last week?
Yeah, she's 7-3 both weeks.
Talking to her Monday night, she's, you know, so proud of herself, and rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, there's a tie for first, and then Ramona is right behind. Ramona's ahead of a lot of people.
She's the ringer.
Yeah, look, Ramona was ahead of a lot of people at bowl season, too.
Yeah.
You know, I won the little bowl contest deal, and Ramona, I think Kelly finished second, I think, and Ramona was not far behind. Ramona kicked some booty in the bowl contest season.
Good for her.
Yeah. So she's back, and you know what her formula is. And by the way, I haven't told her anything. I have not consulted with her on a single game. Just so we clear that up. She didn't even want to be part of it because she says, you know, she's a producer, not a co. So she didn't want to be part of it. But
right.
But she's used two tools. She's used the Road Rage preseason top 50 and she's used the spreads. She's used those two tools to evaluate teams, and thus far, it apparently is going pretty well for her. You can get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. I don't mean to ignore you. You can get in on the phone lines. I should have mentioned that, 654-7627. But, yeah, she's faring pretty well. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage that couples have sworn by. Can be performed in any trimester. Look, when you see Urban Nirvana, it's just beautiful. I mean, the place is just, it's exactly as the name implies. It is an Urban Nirvana. And all the re's can be found there. Refreshed, rejuvenated, reborn. You'll find them all at Urban Nirvana. And so if nobody's given you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. You'll thank me later. But think about the people who do things for you. You know, I think they say, you know, if your honey bunny's doing things for you and you're not doing things for her, you know, hey, a gift certificate to Urban Nirvana. You don't need a special occasion. Any occasion's good enough. You just go to urbannirvana.com. You print it out off your gift certificate and you're done. How about that? UrbanNirvana.com. Do it today. You will thank me later. Dexter says, thank goodness you stopped picking because of the uniform color. this new strategy she's employing is working out better for her. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you?
Doing good. Well, not looking forward to Saturday, but it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be a rough season. Like I said, we're going about 4-8. Yeah, I was thinking 9-3 before season started, but it's apparent that line's not going to hold up to anything. I just hope they get rid of that backpack. They should have done a focus group of that. Yeah, because that backpack is hideous.
You know what, Chad? Let's be honest. You shouldn't need a focus group. You know, there are just things that either make common sense or just stupid. And it shouldn't have taken a focus group. It should have taken any 8-year-old Seminole fan who could have said, hell no, Daddy, I'm not wearing that.
Right.
No. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, these teams need to stop with the copying Miami thing. It's their deal. They had it. Let them have it. Stop your copy. You know, I haven't seen one person make a decent suggestion. I mean, we've seen garbage cans and backpacks and all sorts of just ridiculous stuff. Just forget it, okay? It's Miami's gig. You didn't come up with it. They own it. Stop.
Until they can stop somebody, don't do anything except focus on stopping somebody.
Yeah, hey, by the way, texters give me a laugh out loud thing on you, Ted. Says you said you went from, you have the nose going from 9-3 to 4-8 now. Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, man. Yeah. I just don't, after playing the first two games, I don't see how they can go to Syracuse and get a win, or they can beat Boston College. I don't know where 6 wins are coming from this year. Unless.
Well, look, here's the good news. You're still a favorite at Syracuse.
Yeah, well. Now, here's my question. At what point does Taggart not start looking at freshmen that he has recruited for the line, or people that are waiting their turn to play on the front line? I mean, surely there's got to be something better than what's up there.
Well, look, it's hard for true freshmen to come in and compete at major college football level and start right away unless they're truly elite players. You know, the guys like a Mitch Hyatt are rare. You know, DeBrickashaw Ferguson once started at Virginia as a true freshman, a left tackle at 265 pounds. This is one of the more amazing things I've ever seen. But you don't see a lot of that. And I think you're going to have to just be patient. And yeah, that game at Syracuse is going to be a challenge. I mean, I think people automatically assuming that Florida State is right now and is going to go up there and win. That's a big assumption to me.
Yeah, no, I don't see it. I'll take comments off the air on this. Braves almost have a magic number, and you're going to have to eat some words. Have a good one, Walt.
Ted, I've been saying for 60 games that the Braves are going to win the division, so what do you want me to do? I've already said that's the one. You know, it's amazing. I can pick the entire Major League Baseball playoffs, right, John? And because I get the one team that a particular guy cares about, it's like, okay, well, you're going to have to eat some crow there. Okay, right. I've said that a million times. In fact, I said it earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. I did a whole little bit on it earlier in the show in which I acknowledged I whiffed on the Braves, that I may have whiffed more badly in the Braves than anybody else, but that I didn't think anybody else really expected them to be in this position either. But, you know, my belief the last 50, 60 games or so has been that the Braves would win that division. I mean, I had that wrong, Tad. Not as wrong as picking Florida State 9-3, Tad. Not as wrong as picking Florida State 9-3. And by the way, your humble road rage servant had Florida State 4th in the Atlantic. Fourth. Because I didn't believe in them at all. You know, how soon they forget. Ted had just told us about his 9-3 Florida State projection. You know, and the funny thing is, John, you know, I had Florida State 4th, but as I've said, I think I did them a favor. You know,
I'd say so.
And no one believed that. I don't just say this stuff. We post it on the website.
Right.
I put my rankings up there. I put Florida State. Now, look, injuries can happen and change things. That's not what has happened with Florida State. But I picked BC 2nd in the Atlantic, and I picked Florida State 4th. And people saw that. The Florida State fans were outraged. They said, Walt, look, we know our offensive line, but don't you think we're at least going to go 9-3? Don't you think Willie Taggart can make that offensive line look better by running the ball more? Don't you think? No. No, you can't block anybody. There's no magic elixir. We can't give Alec Eberle a shot that turns him into Ponce. No. You just suck, and you're going to have to deal with it. But even now, John, they think, and I've heard other people, non-Florida State people say this. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, but, you know, they'll get things figured out during the year. No, they're not getting anything figured out. They suck. What part of all last season did you miss? I'm seriously. What part of all last season did you miss? They're not any good. The losing to 30 by Boston College is not an accident. The barely beating Syracuse at home, not an accident. They're not any good. They're going to have all they can handle with Syracuse. This notion that Florida State's going to go up there and, you know, take care of business against Syracuse. Well, good luck. Good luck to them. Zeke and Craig, I'm coming to you as soon as we get back. Zeke and Craig. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We will be right back after this brief interlude.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
If you
love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I was being sarcastic.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Walt up to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. John, did you happen to see what Skip Bayless said the other day? Our friend Skippy said that after Sam Darnold threw his first interception, said, there you go, basically, he's a human turnover machine. That's all he's ever been at USC. He's going to be a bust, just like I told you. And then, of course, you know, the rest of the game happened. And, you know, the ignorance is just astonishing.
It really is.
Because let me tell you the truth about Sam Darnold. Barring injury, which I obviously can't predict or project, except with rookies who hold out, and then I always predict their hamstring injuries like Joey Bosa and Roquan Smith.
Right.
But other than that, I think you can take Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. I hate to say this with Craig on hold. And move him right to the Hall of Fame. Because I think he's going to be that good. I think Sam Darnold is going to be incredible. I think he's the best Jets quarterback in 50 years since Namath. With all due respect to Ken O'Brien and Richard Todd and Mark Sanchez, which I guess would be the Jets' best quarterbacks in the interim.
Maybe Pennington in there?
Yeah, Chad Pennington, not bad. The ex-Marshall quarterback.
Right.
But the best of that bunch, Ken O'Brien. But this guy is way more gifted than any of them. O'Brien had a big arm, but was a statue. Mm-hmm. This guy can move. He can throw on the run. You know, one of the alleged deficiencies was his slow release. Well, first of all, that was overstated. Secondly, he worked really hard at it. And now when you watch him, his release is quick. Mm-hmm. It's not only not slow, it's quick. And so when you look at Sam Darnold and who he is and what he's going to become, not only is Bayless an idiot, but there's no way for him to be more wrong. Right. Sam Darnold is incredibly gifted, incredibly talented, and when you see a guy who in his first pro pass throws a pick six and then he comes back in the way that he did, that tells you all you need to know about who he is and what he is.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Darnold is going to be incredible, and he's going to have a Hall of Fame career. So I'll tell you that right now. No, I was not. No, Texas says, weren't you less than high on Darnold up to the draft? No, I wasn't. I was always high on Darnold. In fact, I was pretty much high on all the quarterbacks in this draft. I've said repeatedly, I like them all. I mean, but no, I always thought that Darnold had ability. He was just young. And right. you're going to have to go through some growing pains, but apparently you're not even going to have that. He's a guy who's going to be good right from the start.
I recall the only quarterback you having issues with was Mason Rudolph. Yeah. And he didn't go to the third round. So.
Yeah, and I still have questions about him overall. But that group of quarterbacks at the top, I like the elements of all of them. I think from a physical skill standpoint, the best is still Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still going to have to find out about Baker Mayfield and the 6 feet tall thing, but there are lots of things about Mayfield to like. Let me get to Zeke and Craig. Zeke, how are you? Zeke? Oh, Zeke? I'm going to put him on hold, see if he's there. Craig?
Hey,
Walter. Craig.
How you doing? I only come off the mountain to talk to you.
Good. I appreciate it.
I only come off the mountain. I know I was stuck on a mountain yesterday. I didn't feel like getting in the car.
Yeah, we can hear you today.
That was a great day yesterday. You are the best. You are the best. That's a very important day to me. I remember it more than yesterday. I remember it all the time because, like I said, I lost three kids I graduated with. One I played high school baseball with in the Twin Towers, and my girlfriend's uncle was one of the co-pilots in the second plane that went through the tower. So, yeah, it's something that lives in me all the time. But anyway, yeah, the Sam Darnold thing is wonderful. I'm glad he fell into our lap. But being a true Jet fan, I still walk with tepid feet on that. But from the game Monday night, what I took out of it, our offensive line played a lot better than I anticipated. They're all hurt during preseason. And the defense looked very quick. Now, was it because Detroit was just horrible, or was our defense a lot quicker?
Well, one thing is, there's a claim that you knew all their play calls.
I think that's just that Ohio State guy, that league guy. He's the one
look,
guy. That,
I don't know if that's true or not, but here are the things I do know, Craig. One, you've basically drafted nothing but defense for like a decade or more, so you should be pretty good.
So they better be good.
Right, you should be pretty good on defense. Two, you've had several of the best players in the draft types fall right into your lap, and you were wise enough to choose them when they did.
Yep.
And it
happened again this year.
Right, and exactly. So, you know, I think what you're seeing is – by the way, remember, I had Darnold going one to Cleveland just for the sake of for that caller before. I had in my mock draft, I had Darnold going one to Cleveland.
You did.
And I
you
still
did.
Think that's
you
what
did.
Cleveland should have taken. But when you All these things are true. You have these Jamal Adams types now that you know, it's just he's going to be a fabulous player. Already is. And so there's a lot of talented defensive personnel there, and I think they're well coached. But what you needed, Craig, was you needed hope. You needed hope. And the only way a downtrodden franchise gets hope is they draft a quarterback who can play.
Yeah, I can't argue that. I can't argue that at all. I cannot argue that at all. But being a rookie quarterback, I mean, if he's that great, if he's not like a rookie, but being a rookie quarterback, you go into it knowing you need a run game, knowing you need a good defense, you know you need all that kind of stuff. If they already have that all in place, and the running game is pretty good, if they have all that in all place, that's just going to make it easier for this guy who they're already making the bust for. And you know what Parcells said, don't make a bust after the first game.
Yeah, but you know what? When after he threw that pick, when he threw that 9-route touchdown pass, did you see those Jets players embracing him? I mean, you can already feel it. Something is happening in New York for the first time in decades.
Yeah, well, just look at the players they lost. This Wilkinson guy, he was a cancer. Even that kid that got out of Missouri who now was in the Vikings, he was a cancer. You know, the Jets have notoriously have had cancers. It shouldn't have taken a coach 4 years to get rid of them, but you still have to field the team, and they're under contract, and it costs you money. I get all that. But, yes, they have eliminated most of their cancer. Even Sanchez, people don't know this, and I can't say it on the air, was a cancer for some of the stuff that he did off campus, I will say. So yes, so they've gotten rid of a lot of the cancers. I will get that. But you know what? Three losses in a row, and cancer comes back.
Well, look, and listen. Just to be clear, it's not all going to be great for the Jets this year. The Jets aren't winning 12 games. Just so we're clear, what we're talking about.
I'm thinking 7-9, 8-8.
Right, what we're talking about is the start of the turnaround. And the best news of all for you is that Brady and Belichick aren't going to be there for more than about two more years.
Yeah.
And so someone will fill their place.
I think Sam can outlast Brady on this one.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? Just so you know, when he threw the first interception, it was kind of funny because I was running late. I went to the greenhouse, did my pregame ritual, which I want to go over. I sat down just at the kickoff. I sat down. Actually, I was in the kitchen. I was going into the living room as I saw the guy running into the end zone, and I was just waiting for all the texting and everything else. I just kind of just smiled and sat down and said, "Okay, here we go." As a Jet fan, I didn't get that. Oh my God, here we go feeling like the press.
Oh, good.
But I did see what you're talking about. A lot of that comes from this McNown guy. Now you know what the other guy Brown said about him. He was no wrong about that guy.
Mayfield.
That guy is going to be our offensive coordinator in 3 years.
It seems that way. Thank you, Craig. Yeah.
Hey, take it easy.
See you. Let me get to Robert in Greenville. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, what's going on?
Hey, Robert, appreciate you getting in.
I want to take the humorous side. I watched the game the other night, and there was a lady commentator talking to them about the first play, and he said, you know, Darnell, he's a first-round draft pick. He's the first rookie quarterback for the Jets to start the first game of the year, blah, blah, blah. He'll remember this for the rest of his life. And then all of a sudden, it was a pick-six touchdown. I was like,
yeah, I mean, it's a rough start. It was a rough start, but you know, it's
he turned it around, though.
Right.
I think he'll remember the rest of it.
Yep, I agree with that.
Have a good one. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Robert. Bye. Same here. Yeah, look, you know, it was obviously a very rough start to his career, but it's the way he bounced back, and it's the way that you can tell his teammates already know that he's different. His teammates already know that you can tell just in the way they react to him that, hey, look, we finally have a chance. And and that's what people don't get. You know, that's why the Cleveland Browns failed so often in recent years when they didn't draft Carson Wentz's or Deshaun Watson's when they had chances to, because it's the young quarterback that gives your franchise hope. It's a league that is quarterback driven. If you don't have one, you don't matter. And these franchises that have been down forever, It's what they need. I mean, it's not that the Jets' talent. The Jets have drafted really well in recent years. In fact, incredibly well, in part because in several drafts in a row, the best players in the draft fell into their laps. Now, they've only drafted defense. I mean, the Jets have almost every Jets first-round draft pick has been a defensive pick over the last decade. But then they had that same fortune this year when Darnold, the guy that most people would assume would have been the number one pick in the draft, dropped in their laps. And the Jets were wise enough to take him. And you can sense it. There's something there with that team. And you sense it all over the league where there are these talented young quarterbacks. Look, I've said this repeatedly. There has never in the history of this league been as many talented young quarterbacks as there are right now. And what's going to be fascinating to see is the rivalries. I mean, for forever, we were blessed with rivalries like Brady v. Manning and, you know, and these type of rivalries. And we had great quarterbacks like Brady and Manning and Breeze and Rivers and Roethlisberger. And so we were very fortunate. Well, look, we're headed into a time period in which you're going to have more great quarterbacks than ever. And we'll see, you know, which guys develop as rivals, which guys develop as playoff rivals, which guys ultimately rise to the top of this incredibly talented group of players. But this class has a chance. I mean, a chance to provide us some future Hall of Famers. Quick break. We'll be back.
Home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast.